Chapter 33, The Snake Kidnapped the Baby Elephant.
Oi, I slept for such a long time. Now I'm up and I'm awake. I wanted to immediately go up to the baby elephant who wasn't there yesterday. Okay, I'm up here. Baby elephant. Ah, how odd that he's still not here. I didn't expect this. But where did he go all night? Where did he wander all night long? Oh, baby elephant. Only apples I see. But I won't eat them now, I don't have time. Antelope! Oi, I hear from somewhere a very stressed, muffled voice of the baby elephant. Help me, help! It's the baby elephant's voice from far away in the chakra of Earth. I'll close my eyes and I'll appear there. Baby elephant? Is that you? What are you doing in the first chakra of Earth? Where are you? The snake dragged me away. I'm here in the tunnel. Down here. Oi, oi, oi. Oh, wait a second. Sweetheart, I'm already coming. Oi, how is the snake? What is going on here? This tunnel is so dark. Ow. I'm here, look. She's nearby over there, pretending that she's sleeping. And with the rope that I had, she tied me up by my legs and put the rope under a huge rock. You are so horrible, Snake. Let the baby elephant go. Immediately. And even quicker, spit out the 5 lotus petals you swallowed. And just stop it. Stop making trouble. You have become so wild, too mischievous, that it's not even nice or pleasant. Stop it. Shh, not for anything. Shh, if you want the baby elephant, shh. You can go and get him yourself. Oh, really? Then sure. Elephant. Elephant, wise elephant, help me move this rock, please. Good, I'll help, said the wise elephant. Thank you, wise elephant. But what shall I do with the snake? She's completely lost it. She's become wild and wicked. Either she's climbing up the lotus flower and eating 5 of its precious petals, or she's kidnapping my favorite, adorable baby elephant and tethering him up to a rock. Down there in the dark, dark cave. She's just gone mad. What can I do to calm her down? I don't know. You must listen to your heart. Okay, baby elephant. How do you feel? I don't know. I feel tired and a bit bothered. Close your eyes and... Whoop. We're safe in your chakra. I promise you, baby elephant, that I'll calm the snake down. I feel in my heart that there is some kind of special music that will calm her down. And she will go back to how she used to be. She won't cause any trouble anymore. I believe with my whole heart that hinted to me. but it's truly like this. Goodbye, baby elephant. Rest. Sweetheart, dear heart, tell me, how do I calm down the snake? What type of magic music will calm her down? And what else is there to do so that she can become peaceful again and stop causing so much trouble for everybody? Dear heart,